This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Time now for Around Montgomery County. Joining me today are Crystal Carpani and Darcy Rutan, and they are here to talk about a Soulshine Shoe Roundup.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. They're collecting new and gently worn shoes. I guess if we want to just jump into it, whichever one of you wants to take it, just kind of talk about the event coming up.
The collection will be on Saturday, August 8th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Dollar General Store in Hillsboro, which is near the IGA, if you're not familiar. And we're collecting new and gently worn tennis shoes, sneakers, any kind of shoes that children can wear to school, because the lady who's helped organize this is Yoli Jolliffe, and she got a grant through the Thrivent Financial Insurance Company of starter money to get a community service project going. And she approached me at the end of the school year and said, what kind of thing do we need the most? And one of the things we've noticed a void that's not being covered by other organizations and churches is shoes. A lot of parents are able to buy that first pair of shoes for the beginning of the school year. They know they need it and they plan for it. But as the year goes on, children quickly outgrow them, as well as they wear them out so fast these days. So the need is there, and a lot of times parents can't replace those shoes as promptly as the shoe merits the need. So we want to have some shoes on hand so that when staff observe a need and they realize it's a family who may not have the means to replace those shoes or replace them before the child's toes are hanging out of the tennis shoe, then they'll notify the office staff and shoes will be right there on hand to provide the child with new shoes.
Okay. And can you talk a little bit about Yoli, who couldn't join us today, and how she, kind of what she does and how she discovered the need?
Yoli actually volunteers with the school district with her dog Flash. Flash is a service dog. And she goes in and the kids read to Flash, because a lot of time the children are more comfortable reading to Flash than out loud to a classroom full of children. Yoli gives a lot of her time to various charities and services around town. She's seen that children were coming to school in inclement weather with shoes that were... well, not fitting of the weather, and some of them were just worn out, torn up, shoes that were taped together, flip-flops, shoes too large or too small. So she seen a need.
And did you have some figures on kind of poverty levels in Montgomery County?
Well, at least in the Hillsborough District, which they service over 1,800 students from pre-K through grades 12, we run about a 52% poverty rate, and I know a lot of that's measured through the students who participate in the free breakfast and free lunch programs. And that's kind of where we wanted to look and see, you know, how do we address this group? Because there's another organizations that get the coats for kids in the winter, and they usually give hats and gloves with those. There's a group that does, there's a church group that does weekend snack bags, small brown paper sacks with, you know, apples, oranges, pudding cups, things like that, and just to give the kids something over the weekend, because they are so dependent on what they're able to get when they're at school. So we were trying to look and see what kind of void could be filled, and the shoes seem to be the biggest void. I know I checked with in the Beckemeyer office. It's nothing for us to need 20, 30, 40, 50 pairs of shoes in a school year. Right. And we typically run 650 children a school year right now. So that's a high percentage of shoes. Mm-hmm. And I think Coffeen had similar numbers. So, yeah, there's a lot of need, but it's that ongoing need. And they're not big needs. It's small. We were noticing yesterday, I was at the local Walmart in Litchfield, and they had a lot of schools, a lot of children's tennis shoes on clearance prices, $3, $5, you know, $7 or $9. So it really wouldn't be a big expense for someone to donate a brand new pair. But gently worn is fine. If the child's walking in with duct tape on their shoes, you know, anything's an improvement at that point.
Yes. So are you specifically only taking tennis shoes and sneakers?
We'd prefer, yeah.
Okay.
There's a program that we can, if we get other kinds of shoes, we're going to accept them. But we have another program that we're going to pass them along to that would get them to children in third world nations that need shoes.
Okay. And you said there's even a plan for if you get shoes that are excessively worn?
There's a program called Solo Water that takes the rubber from the soles of the shoes and sells it and takes those funds, and they convert that into money to drill water safe drinking wells in third world nations. So we've contacted them about any shoes that, like you said, aren't quite good enough to recycle.
Yeah, I always wondered
or reuse.
Yeah, what they did with those kind of shoes. Because I wear my shoes until they are done being useful.
Yeah. Yeah, I have a pair of shoes that's older than most of my students. Yoli's family has this philosophy of when you're blessed, you need to share those blessings. And I think that's at the heart of this program. That's one of the reasons she called it Soul Shine. Mm-hmm. It's a little play on words. It's, you know, the soul of the shoe and the soul of the person. That they light up and they shine when they get this new pair, because a lot of kids, you even commented.
Yeah, I couldn't wait when I was a little kid to wear my new school shoes, but my mom would always make me wait until school. And it was so exciting to get those shoes. So I can't imagine a child walking around with shoes that, you know, they're not proud of.
Yeah. A lot of times you don't think about shoes. Like you said, there's coats for kids and snacks and stuff, but you don't think it costs that much for shoes. But like you were telling me earlier, just, you know, sometimes you have to decide between eating or new shoes. And so.
And if someone can't show up to the event on the 8th, then they can contact Yoli at 217-556-1884 or Crystal at 217-556-3880. And they will make arrangements with you to get whatever it is you have to donate. We've also had some people contact Yoli saying, you know, I'm a great-great-grandma. I don't have any shoes around the house. What about some cash or checks? And that's great. We'll be glad to accept them. We have we're setting up an account for that. And that money will only be used directly to go back to buying shoes for kids. The grant itself from Thrivent is $250. Well, when you look at it by itself, that would only buy 10, 12 pairs of shoes typically. So we knew it wouldn't go far enough. That's why when we wanted to do the shoe roundup. But what we did use part of the grant money to help kick off a raffle. So shoe donors will have an incentive to come donate shoes. Part of the grant money was spent to get a $50 Shoe Sensation gift card. And that is our grand prize. So when we draw names from the raffle, we'll do that on Monday the 10th at Beckemeyer. Yoli and Crystal are going to take care of that. The first thing we'll draw for is the Shoe Sensation gift card so that everybody who donated's name's in there when the first prize is drawn. And then Crystal and Yoli have been all over Hillsboro area, and they've gotten a whole bunch of prizes from other businesses.
Yeah, other raffle prizes were donated by John's Pharmacy, Lomos del Sol, Fast Flow Oil & Go, Subway, Hair Zone, McDonald's, T-Shirts, Inc., Park & Eat, Baker's Heating & Air, Top Tier Cakes, Probst Vet Clinic, Gianni's Pizza, Orpheum Theater, Alora's Shaved Ice, Brown's Insurance, Threads Upscale Resale, Style Studio, Resale Station, Books & More, and The Dressing Room. They range from gift certificates to tire rotations to products.
Yeah, I think there's
and books, atlases, jumper cables.
Okay. It's got a lot of support behind this.
Yeah, and food, quite a bit of food on there. Yeah, I know Subway donates sandwiches, Park & Eat a bag of burgers.
We have a great community there. Mm-hmm. Our local businesses are so giving and so supportive.
Yeah, it seems like you just need to tell them the need and what to do, and they'll do it.
Yeah, and I think it's like you said earlier, it's a need you don't know unless you observe it, and that's where Yoli's keen eye was like, well, I've seen this, and it's like, yeah, you're right. We try to help, but you know, there's limitations on how much help you can. And I know other grandparents have been in and made the same comment. And I know at Beckemeyer, we even had one grandfather, after he'd been there for an activity with his grandchild, go straight to the office and say, who can I give a check to go buy that kid a pair of shoes, mm-hmm. right on the spot. Mm-hmm. So there's a need. It's not a very visible need.
Yeah. So how did you two get involved in putting this together?
Yoli actually uses my classroom when she comes to our school with her therapy dog. They go to my reading corner, mm-hmm. and then children rotate in and out. And for me, I happen to teach special ed. My students are 10 times more motivated to practice reading a book if I say, you have to be ready to read that book to Flash next week. And so they'll practice more, and they'll take it home and practice more than they will if I just say, we're going to read this book today. So it's very motivating. Mm-hmm. And Yoli still, you know, helps them with the words and stuff to get them through it. But we've had third graders go to their teacher, and it'll be the kids who third grade teacher told me they can't remember which day we do this or that, but they always know what day it is to read to Flash, and they always are the first ones to come to me and say, today's the day we read to Flash. Is he here today?
Flash is very popular. I volunteered at a kindergarten classroom 3 days a week last year, and I met Yoli there also, and then Yoli also is the photographer for PAWS, and I'm involved in PAWS too. So, she explained to me what she was doing, and I was on board. It's such a great idea.
Yeah. All right. Well, did we cover everything?
One other thing we did at the beginning of this grant is we wrote letters to shoe companies.
Okay.
I mean, all the big names. We mm-hmm. had a dozen letters go out. And the quick responses, because a lot of those letters now are emails. Mm-hmm. That's what the companies prefer. And they responded very quickly. But most of them responded with, we only donate shoes to charitable organizations that have a 501c3, or we've already donated our quota for the mm-hmm. year, or we only donate to our local school district here by our headquarters. Mm-hmm. So we thought maybe we would get a nice start of shoes from those shoe companies, and unfortunately that hasn't materialized yet. There's still one or two that might come through, but again, how many pairs of shoes will that be, you know?
Yeah.
So
it's up to the people of Montgomery County.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. And Montgomery County is full of very generous people.
Yeah.
We're very lucky to be part of this community.
Yeah, it's been I'm a transplant to this area, but I've been here since 2000 and working more than that. And I was willing to move here because it feels more like where I grew up, my little hometown.
Yeah. All right. I know I'm going to go home and look in my closet, see what I have.
And all sizes, because mm-hmm. teenagers, I mean, actually by fifth grade, some of the girls are into women's shoes mm-hmm. easily, and some of the boys are getting there. But there's also teenagers at the junior high and a few at the high school who, you know, just won't say anything, but staff will observe and note. So any sizes, adult, children, and we service preschoolers, so you really can't go too small. I mean, if we really get, like, infant stuff, then we can find another location to share those with.
Okay. And like you said, if someone can't make it to the event or they find some shoes later, contact you.
We will pick up. We want to make this as easy for people as possible.
Okay. So Saturday, August 8th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Dollar General, or in the Dollar General parking lot. All right. Anything else you'd like to add?
Please donate.
Well, yeah. All right. Thanks, ladies, for joining me.
Thanks for having
us. Thank you, Sarah.
You've been listening to this week's edition of Around Montgomery County with my guests, Crystal Carpani and Darcy Rutan. And I'm your host, Sarah Tomach.